Over 40 Newquay school children have been busy breaking down hundreds of bodyboards to help the marine environment and raise awareness of how damaging they can be. The boards were collected from recycling stations at three local beaches over the summer and have been stripped down into their component parts for safe recycling by Keep Britain Tidy. The students at Newquay Junior School have been learning about the harmful impacts of single-use polystyrene boards, which can break down into dangerous microplastics and pose a serious risk to marine life. Newquay Mayor Drew Creek.
These are the polystyrene bodyboards, the ones that you see people riding that then inevitably break on the first or second wave. Now, obviously, these are really harmful for the environment. We can see on the floor here as the kids are breaking them down, there's little polystyrene balls everywhere. And that ends up in our marine environment, and our fish end up eating them, and this is really harmful for the environment. But of course there's a safety aspect to this. You know, riding one of these boards, the R and the Lie tell us, is one of the biggest reasons for rescues across the summer. So it's so important that we get the message out that these boards are not fit for purpose and they're really bad for the environment.
Carl Feist-Thompson, known as Mr. FT, leads families and children on rock pool rambles along our beaches. He says the boards are heavily polluting.
If you could picture this scene, they're breaking them up right now with little face masks and gloves, so that says a lot. There's polystyrene bubbles everywhere. We're trying to get these recycled into kind of pathing. They do this recycled pathing because they're non-recyclable, these things. But from my point of view, understand that these kids have got this environmental morality now, and they're understanding why they're breaking these down. Because every year, with one of the jobs that I do, I run this beautiful thing, Big FT Rockpool Rambles. I see these bodyboards either left because they've been broken by the users on the beaches. I either see them in bits, and I also see the particles now, especially at night time when I'm doing the UV ones. I'm walking around and I didn't know what it was at first as we were shining, because we were looking for biofluorescence in the creatures. But my kind of clients were going, oh, what are these things? They were seeing these crazy bright green, bright white. And it's actually loads and loads, well, just hundreds of thousands of tiny plastic particles. And the UV light is actually reflecting off the tiny kind of chemical traces in the plastics. So from my point of view, to see a generation, you know, two generations below me, taking care and pride about, well, hang on, we need to do something about that. We're going to collect all these horrendous bodyboards, but also hopefully, imagine if we could approach the local businesses that sell these and say, look, you're a business in our wonderful Newquay with this spectacular beaches and its environments. How's about not selling these, and giving the people that come on holiday here a way better option? That's why you've got people like Rob Barber here from Newquay Activity Centre saying, look, they're unsafe as well. Buy a proper bodyboard. I'm here because I am just a bit devastated with the actual massive impact it's having on our wonderful environment, especially the rock pools.
Each of the participants today has got one of our bespoke Newquay Recycling Champion pin badges, and so we're asking them to wear those with pride out in our community. And this is the start of a wider project around helping the town become more sustainable.
You touched on it there, but where do you want to go next? What's the next step? What's the bigger picture?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I'd love to see the sale of these boards banned, would be the ideal, and I'll be lobbying our MPs on that. But this isn't the only problem that we face. You know, disposable barbecues is another one that I have a real bugbear around. And all of these things, really bad for our environment, harmful to our health. And therefore, it just makes absolute sense that we stop selling these things.